Now we have a musician who we'll get to know throughout the hour from Pittsburgh, and her name is Kath Say.
Kate Say.
Kate Say. Well, thank you. Here she is.
It's four of us who share a room, and we work hard for the breasts and getting up right on Sunday. I never get to mess, and it's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here. And Friday night comes around and Daddy's only fighting. Well, Ma would like a letter home, but I'm far too tired for writing, and it's a long, long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here, and it's a long way, it's further each day, and it's a Claire to hear. And the only time I feel all right is when I'm drinking variety, lets off the pain a bit and levels up my thinking, and it's a long, long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here, and it's a long way, and it's further each day, and it's a long way from Claire to here. And it's a long way from Claire to here, and it's a long way, and it's further with each day, and it's a long, long way from Claire to here. It's a long way from Claire to here.
Kate Say at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little about your name, actually.
My name is very, very Irish.
Uh-huh.
And it means victorious and brave, which not really. I'm not. But at least I get out on stage and I have no stage fright. So I guess I'm a little bit brave.
Okay, but it does mean victorious and brave. And you don't seem to have much stage fright. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Born and raised in the West End. Lived here my whole life. Recently moved about 40 minutes east of the city.
And when did you start performing and playing?
Well, professionally, I technically started about 10 years ago because I had my first big St. Patrick's Day concert 10 years ago. I didn't start really performing like consistently until about 2007. And so that's when I counted as my actual start.
And that first song, I'm trying to remember, I've heard Ralph McTell do it. I don't know who wrote it.
It was, I believe, written by...
I don't want to put you on the spot either.
I can't remember exactly. I think it was written by some brothers that came to San Francisco from Ireland.
I can look it up, but I remember his version most. It, you know, there's a lot of Irish music in the Pittsburgh area and a lot of musicians, but I suspect finding a gig is not too difficult. Are you playing out much? Or?
Yes. I've got my annual St. Patrick's Day tour capped off with my big 10th annual St. Patrick's Day concert. And that the big concert is on the 7th of March.
Where is that going to be?
That's at the Vineyard, Cafe au Vineyard in Carnegie.
Very good. If you're just joining us, it's Kate Say that's here, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 24 minutes before noon. What would you like to do next?
I would, if I can, I'd like to do my absolute favorite song in the world. That's Hallelujah. And it has been covered by so many different artists, and I'm glad it has because, like I said, it's my favorite song. It's absolutely beautiful.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, the fourth and the fifth and the minor form, the major left, the baffled king composer. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
did my best and it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord, a song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Keith Say at the Saturday Light Brigade Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage is presenting Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, March 8th through March 16th at the new Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side. Performance times are 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 2:30 p.m. Sunday. More information is available at 724-773-0700 or primestage.com. From Claire to Here was written by Ralph McTell and also sung frequently by Nancy Griffith.
Yes.
Checking back up on that. I found one website actually credited it to Nancy Griffith, but I'm pretty sure most of the ones I looked at said Ralph McTell.
Yeah.
Why do you like that song so much that you just did? Hallelujah is a beautiful song. I'm not sure you need to justify it, but I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just, I guess I heard it at that right point in my life that it just really spoke to me. And, you know, I think it's musically, I think it's an almost perfect piece of music, as perfect as a piece of music can get. And I love the themes in it and the words and everything just comes together to this perfect storm for me.
Yeah, it's an anthemic kind of song.
It really is, yeah.
I want to be sure we get some more music in. So what would you like to do next?
I think I'll do an original song next.
Great.
I wrote this song actually just to basically tell myself and everyone around me to slow down and enjoy the little things in life, because I think that's really important.
And don't it grab your soul when you hear the train whistle blow? It touches you inside like a warm apple pie. And don't it make you wanna dance whenever you get the chance? Nourishing your soul like a fire burnt to coals. And it's the little things in life help you manage all the tears and strife. Things you don't go looking for, that you'll recall forevermore. And don't it make you realize there's more to life than black and white, and there's goodness buried inside the shades of gray you meet. Don't it make you sing a song just to help your work along? Amazing what a tune can do to help you lift your blues. And it's the little things in life to help you manage tears and strife, things you don't go looking for, but you'll recall forevermore. And dawn and reach down deep inside, like laying in grass at night, fireflies and starlights twinkling as they wink. Don't it make you feel just right, late on the 4th of July, watching all the fireworks as colors brightly burst? It's the little things in life that help you manage all tears and strife. The things you don't go looking for, that you'll recall forevermore. Like thunder in the summer and like dry leaves in the fall. And if you don't count the little things, life's not worth counting at all. It's the little things in life that help you manage all tears and strife. Things you don't go looking for, that you'll recall forevermore.
That's an original song from Keith Say here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here along with us. How long ago did you write that?
That was written about 2 years ago, I think.
It's a nice song. Are you doing a lot of writing?
Yes. Most of what I do actually is original music. And then for my St. Patrick's Day tour, obviously I bring out the Irish music, and then I do a Christmas tour as well.
A Christmas tour and a St. Patrick's tour. Now, where will you be? Are mostly in the Pittsburgh area?
Yes. Mostly in and around Pittsburgh. There's a full schedule up on my website, but I'll actually be at CCAC. North Hills is one of my stops. And tomorrow I'll be at Monroeville United Methodist Church for the kickoff of the tour.
Excellent. By the way, if you're joining us just now, we have live music at 11 o'clock weekly. Among the highlights of many other great folks coming to play, the Ortner Marcinson duo, great gypsy jazz music. It'll be nice to have Susanna here. That will be coming up on the 8th of March. On the 15th, Steve Pellegrino is back, and it's been a while since we've had a chance to get together. David Michael King is going to be here on the 22nd. On the 29th, the Squirrel Hillbillies. And next week, you'll get to hear another Irish ensemble or some Irish music with the Gaels. They'll be here. This morning, you're listening to Keith Say, and I think we will have time for two more songs. What would you like to do next?
Well, would you like to hear another Irish one?
Well, what would you like to play? I'll listen to whatever you'd like to play.
I love all music, so it's hard for me to pick, but... this is one of my absolute favorite Irish songs, so I'll go with this one.
I wish I was in Carrickfergus, in Antrim, Belfast, or Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean, my love to find. But the sea is wide, boatman to ferry me over to my love and I. And in Kilkenny it is recorded on marble stones there as black as ink. With gold and silver I would transport her, but I'll sing no more lands till I have a dream. Then down today that I'm seldom sober, and some rover from town to town. Oh, but I'm sick and my days are over. Come all ye young lads and lay me down.
Kate Say at the Saturday Light Brigade. Galadriel Grace, good morning to you. She is listening in Kentucky and glad you're enjoying the music today. Especially that you're enjoying Kate Say. Thanks for writing. And hello to the kids. And from the kids, good to have you with us. And what would you like to close with?
I would like to close with an original song, but I have to switch to my 12-string for that.
Okay.
So we're going to take one real quick second here and do that.
Well, we can do that.
Crew is going to do their roadie thing.
Okay. Well, we'll do that or allow you to do that as we get ready. A reminder that I hope you'll take a moment and visit our Facebook page. You can follow us or you can follow our tweets to all of our puzzles and games, plus work that we do in schools all week long. You can get up to the minute notes there. SLB Radio is the handle to use either at Facebook or at Twitter, and we hope you'll consider stopping by. You can also hear archives of all live performances by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. neighborhoodvoices.org, another place. It's always Saturday. What's this song called?
This song is called Call Me Hitchhiker, and there's a whole long, interesting story to it, but I'll save that for another day.
Okay.
And I'll just say that this can be heard on my website and on my YouTube channel and everything because it's been recorded. So it's
well, that's
everywhere.
Great. And it's going to be heard now, too. This is Kate Say. Do not ask my name
far as you can take me. Take it or leave it, she said. Take it or leave it, whoa, whoa. By the side of the road. Please don't talk to me about life turning around. I don't wanna hear it. I just wanna travel around and around, and maybe someday come back to this town. Take it or leave it, whoa, whoa, oh. And take it or leave it, yeah, but leave me by the side of the road, whoa, whoa. And if you could just drop me off, right here. For not just passing me by without a glance. I know you'll forget about me in time. Take it or leave it, she said, and take it. The road.
Thanks to Kate Say.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of our guests today. We sure appreciate Dan Kamen stopping by. Look for him at the Strand Theater tomorrow, February 23rd. Ian Cummins, thank you. Good luck with Ian Walks America. Ken Regal on the 19th annual Empty Bowls Dinner a week from tomorrow. Gemini Theater previewing Aladdin and Tempo Tantrum from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Kate Say. Join us again next week, SLB Radio.